Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting ninth. The DH, Dave Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The left fielder, Juan Benitez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Engel reaches second base with a double. Herndon scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Ripken scores. It's Tigers, 2, Orioles, 2. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Sheets moves to second. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to third. O'Malley moves to second. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Sheets scores. O'Malley moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. One out. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Beniquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Malley for the out. Two outs. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pardo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Engel bunts in front of the plate. Pardo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Orioles, 3. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Rich Bordy now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-2 in the game. Beniquez takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Larry Herndon. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to second. Brad Havens now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing left field. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Oss now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shelby. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Gibson moves to third. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Lemon scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing third base. Pat Sheridan now playing left field. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Beniquez strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Murray hits a pop-up towards first. Engel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Dave Engel. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a fly ball into left field. Beniquez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Rick Dempsey pinch hits for Tom O'Malley. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pardo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.